You talked about the ASCA Tech Assessment Group and their statement, and it left me wondering whether or not 5 years of tamoxifen followed by an AI, for example, is a rational therapy, assuming the patient doesn't have osteoporosis or some problem in terms of an AI. People have talked about, in some cases, starting tamoxifen and switching, but do you think there's any justification for using 5 years of tamoxifen at this point?
I think that very few people are getting started on tamoxifen with the intention of getting 5 years of tamoxifen and then switching to an AI. The problem with initially starting on tamoxifen is we know that strategies that initially start with an AI will have lower occurrence rates than those starting with a tamoxifen. So that if you, for instance, start a patient on tamoxifen, you're conceding that that patient's going to do worse than they would have done on an AI. And then you have to feel that when you switch them, in a way, the curves will then recross. In other words, the AI will be so much more effective if delivered later that it will catch up and overtake the group that did not get the AI from the beginning. That is possible theoretically, because it's possible that the tamoxifen and AIs, because they do have somewhat different mechanisms of action, will actually be somewhat non-cross resistant, and therefore a strategy that employs both might get the best of both of them. But that's a theoretical consideration against the very real fact that we know that if you start with an AI, you'll be doing better than the tamoxifen group.
I guess the thing that I find interesting is, we've done a patterns of care study now, looking at whether people will switch at 2 to 3 years of tamoxifen postmenopausal women. And a surprising number of oncologists in practice don't switch, continue for the 5 years. Whereas when we survey breast cancer research leaders, very, very few will not switch a patient who's on tamoxifen. In other words, carry through with 5 years of therapy. Sort of who's right?
I think that at this point it's not clear who's right, because it's not clear which strategy is really, whether or not waiting further. My money is on the idea that switching is the right thing to do, because we know that the patients that get switched at 2 to 3 years at the 5 year point are doing better than the patients that had continued the tamoxifen. And so I think that much of the benefit of adjuvant tamoxifen actually occurs in the first 2 years. There's a little bit of additional benefit for continuing it out to five, and then continuing it beyond that doesn't apparently give any additional benefit, at least in the North American studies such as B14. So with time, the benefit of tamoxifen attenuates away. If you're switching at 2 to 3 years, what you're doing is you're switching away from a drug that's beginning to be less and less effective, and it looks like you're getting a very effective impact of the aromatase inhibitor given at that point.